That's what I thought it was because I was dinking around with the Breedlove, and then I was finally like, okay, I got this to where I need to do. So the cool thing with the setup I have on the truck is because it's just the UHF barrel connector and I put an NMO adapter on it, I can actually adjust the depth. So I got that to seat up real nice. But this mag mount, I can't adjust anything, and that must be what's going on. And the inside of the antenna, so it's just literally, it's the most basic antenna ever. It's just a straight antenna wire to like a small little copper or brass plate, and then there's like a Delrin insulator that holds it all in there. There's no curly Q or anything. It's just flat plate. The antenna is like glued in place or something, and that's it.
Okay, so the ones that have like a brass kind of like finger or something like that, you can bend those down. But there's several different undersides I've seen of those antennas. So if you want to shoot me a picture inside, but the bottom line is that when you put the gasket in there, you're not making contact. So if you can do anything to build that up, whether you can bring the center pad of the NMO up, I doubt that. It depends on the NMO. There are some NMOs that are adjustable in that plane, but those are special, like thick roof mount specialties. Generally, you're going to have to do it in the antenna, and if you can bring whatever's in there down a little bit, just a hair, just enough to compensate. But again, unless you're on the roof, if you've drilled a hole in the roof, that gasket's only just to keep moisture. If you're going to any kind of a mount, you don't need that gasket at all.